Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You have to take time for these young folks.
Amen.
That's that next generation that we're bringing up here. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now that's the way you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be prospering. Anybody sitting up under this kind of word ought to be prospering. I mean, come in here. Now, the first thing you do is realize that you are in the world, but not of the world. So you're in another kingdom. So you're going to walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Say amen to that. And it says in verse 2, but your delight is in the law of the Lord. Now, this is interesting about this, because if you look at Job chapter 38 and 33, you don't have to turn there. You can look on the board. Job chapter 38 and 33, he said, knoweth thou the ordinances of heaven? Canst thou set the dominion thereof in the earth? Now, another way of saying that is, do you know the laws of the universe? Do you know the laws of the universe? No one translation says. Now, what he's saying here is that this whole thing functions by laws. And I don't know whether you know it or not, but every time God speaks in his word, it's a law. That God speaks, it's a law. You know, I learned something. We were doing a taping down in Texas. And what came out during that taping is a revelation. I mean, I knew it, but it just clicked in me like never before. That the original main purpose for words was not to communicate. It was to create. So, he says here that he delights himself in the law of the Lord, and in that law does he meditate day and night. Now, what you have to do is realize that anybody that comes into the kingdom of God is coming in with ungodly thought patterns. That's why Jesus told, the first thing he said is repent. Now, they got mad at him for saying that, but what he was saying is that everything you learned is wrong. You got to go the other way. That the principles by which you learned and the way you did it, so forth and so on, let's go the other way. And it means to change your direction. It means to change your heart. And so when you come into the kingdom of God, you got to meditate so that you can change the pattern by which you think. See, you're going to think a different way. When we were in the world, or when we were unsaved, we thought that when we gave something, we gave it away. But not in the kingdom. When you give something, you get something. Amen to that. And so you've got to change your thinking. And you've got to change your thinking, because if you don't, you won't think like God. Remember, he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, Isaiah 55 and 8. So what we have to do is meditate to change the thinking. Meditation is designed to take and retrain your thoughts in terms of your thought patterns. Is designed to transform, I think the word is, your thinking. And so you have to do that. You have to take it and meditate. I remember when I first came into this, 2 Corinthians and chapter 9 and verse 8 is what I used. You know, in verse 6 it says, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, chapter 9 and verse 6 says, he that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. He that soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. Every man as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or necessity. For God loveth the cheerful giver. Then it says this, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you. And I remember I was broke. Now, I wasn't poor. I just broke.
Amen.
And I'd be walking to the post office hoping that something would be there, somehow lightning would strike that mailbox or something, put something in there. And I'd be just, God is able to make all grace abound toward me. They always have me all sufficient to all things. May I abound to every good work. God is able, I was walking because they had stolen my car. God is able to make all grace abound toward me. That's true. That's my wife. And that thing got in my system. So now I don't have a problem giving. Because I know it's coming back. See, the image is in there. Say amen to this. Okay? And that's the way God wants you. So he said, you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit. Put it up there, verse 3. Bringeth forth fruit in his season, anytime you need it. I said, anytime you need it.
Amen.
You don't have to wait on a raise. Give yourself a raise.
Amen.
Are y'all following what I'm saying here?
Yes, sir.
Now, what you got to do until you reorient your mind, you can't. It's tough for you to figure it out because it is a law. See, a law of sowing and reaping. And Jesus went about teaching this. He went about teaching it. I showed him one in Matthew chapter 14. Put it up there, please. That scripture, I've forgotten what verse it is, but Matthew chapter 14. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, this is a desert place, and the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages to buy themselves victuals or food. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. You give them something to eat. Whoa. And they said unto him, wait a minute. We only have enough for us here, right here. Praise God. No. We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And Jesus said, bring them to me. Glory to God. Bring them to me. And you know what he did? He took 2 fish and 5 loaves, a 2-piece fish dinner.
Amen.
And multiplied it and fed this case, 4,000 plus men, women and children and so forth. And watch this. He did it several times.
Mm-hmm.
He did it when he wanted to do it. Say amen to this.
Amen.
You don't have to wait on the raise. Give yourself a raise.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you want to give a raise. So what am I saying here? Let's go to Psalm chapter 4 in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. You know the scripture. But my God. Boy, I like that right there.
Yeah.
That's Paul talking there. My God. Taking ownership of God. My God shall supply all your need. Why? He supplies it through your seed. So you have a need, what do? You sow a seed. Praise God. And when you sow that seed, he supplies it according to his riches in glory. So I got a need for some more tuition for my kids. I have need for this. You see, the church should be the one supplying the bailout.
Amen.
Come on, y'all don't. Let me go over here. The church should be the one that should be where the world should be coming.
Amen.
To get help. Say amen to that.
Amen.
We shouldn't be dependent on the world.
No.
The world should be depending on us.
Right.
And it's going to happen.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Because God's got some financiers sitting up in here right now. And some listening to me by television. Amen. So all is well. I said all is well. So Jesus speaks a law. Here's the law now. Look at Luke chapter 6, 38. You've heard it before, but look at it in terms of a law. My Lord. In terms of law. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, come on, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. I had something up here. Luke chapter 6, verse 17. Could you put that up there? Pardon me. Luke chapter 16 and verse 17. Look at this one. Now, I'm talking about a law. Now, this is a law. Watch this. It is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. So before that won't work for you, the earth will explode. Give the Lord a praise and prepare your tithe and your offering.